Hi, I'm Sir Charles Barkley. Welcome to Barkley's Fave Five. Today, my guests are Tom Cruise, Owen Wilson, Ray Romano, Tiger Woods, and my cousin Fuzzy. Tiger, let's start out with you. What do you think we should do about Iran?
Iran? Well, how should I know? I thought we were going to talk about golf and stuff.
Who cares about all that? We already know Tiger Woods number one, blah, blah, blah. I want to know your thoughts on many topics.
Well, that's not my job. I just worry about getting the ball to the hole with the least amount of strokes.
Oh, see, now that's terrible. That's terrible, terrible, terrible. Ray wants to blow us up, and if they do, your green jacket's not going to mean shame on you, Tiger Woods. You are out of my five.
Frank Caliendo as Charles Barkley from tonight's final episode of Frank TV called Frankincense and Myrrh. Frank is also coming to the pageant in January, and here he is again on the Paul Harris Show this afternoon on KMOX. Hi, Frank.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. We were just listening to you doing the Barkley bit from tonight's show, which is episode number 5, and I hear you're getting fantastic numbers.
Yeah, things are going very well right now, or we're going well. We got the This is our last episode because we had to cut it short because of the writer's strike, but things have been going really, really well.
My friend Aaron Barnhart, who's the TV critic for the Kansas City Star, says you were actually pulling in better numbers in demo, as they call it, than Letterman and the others when they were doing original shows this year. So that's great. So TBS must be really upset about the writer's strike. Do they want you to come back and do more when things get settled down?
Nobody knows exactly what's going on right now, but with the way things are going, everybody's very happy, so I'm not even worried about it, to be honest with you. Almost had a John Madden slip out there. This guy's not even worried about it. Worry is, just 2 R's next to a W-O and a Y, and that's a pretty good saying there.
Thank you very much, President Bush.
No problema.
So Frank, you know, it's interesting to me, having watched your career for all these years, Mad TV and the stuff on Fox on NFL Sunday, do you feel like when people come up to you and love you now, like you want to say to them, you know, I've been doing this for a few years, I'm not just an overnight sensation?
It is kind of a weird thing that, I guess I do kind of want to say that, but not really in a mean way. It's just kind of like in a surprise. It's amazing how long I've been on television for. But at the same time, there are tons of people who still have no idea who I am in this world.
Yeah.
So I think if you get caught up on that, that's not what this is all about to me. To me, it's about making people laugh and cashing checks at the end of the day. No, it really is. You know, if you try to think about it in terms of fame and trying to get everybody to like you, it's just never going to happen. I mean, I realized that when I started doing the pregame show on Fox a couple of years ago, that there are going to be people that always hate me. That's just what it is. But usually, if somebody meets you, they find you to be a little bit different. Like I used to despise Tom Green. I just couldn't figure out what people liked about him and why he was on TV, whatever. I met the guy and saw that he was kind of a regular guy when he wasn't out there, making people angry.
Yeah.
And he was a nice guy, and I kind of got a different feel for who he was and what he was doing, and I kind of got it then. So I think when people – that's why I go out and I travel and do stand-up and stuff like that too, is people meet you and they see, oh, this guy's not he's not an egomaniac who thinks he should be on TV all the time. He's a guy who feels like he's kind of lucky and just gets out there and takes it while he can.
Now, a lot of guys go on the road for years, and all they want is to get taken off the road – so that they can get a TV show. They just desperately want to get a TV show. Here you are, it's like your third TV show now, and you're still touring.
Yeah, and I'm even coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, January 12th at the pageant. Going to be another big night for you.
Yeah, we sold out one show, and the second show is already on sale. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
The second show went on sale, I think, last Friday afternoon. The first one might have a couple seats left, but the second one is definitely already selling about a quarter of the way to a third of the way sold out. But you know what? To me, it's about having a little bit of everything. I like to be able. I guess it's kind of like my act. You know, I go from George Bush to John Madden to Robin Williams to Al Pacino to a little Charles Barkley. That is crazy. it's about having a little piece of everything. To not being stuck doing one thing. I like doing stand up because I can go out there and just do whatever I want and have fun and just enjoy it and have complete confidence in everything I'm doing and know it's going to work. And at times taking chances and stuff like that too. But On TV, it's always something new. It's something different every time you go to shoot something. So you never know what the reaction is going to be. You don't know how people are going to take it. It's adventurous. So to be able to do both of those in my life is a really great balance.
Talking with Frank Caliendo here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. So you can't see doing what, you know, you mentioned Robin Williams and you know, like Jim Carrey, these guys who did stand up for years and then said, you know what, movies for me from now on.
Not at this point. I mean, I don't see that as a... But, I'm also not the kind of guy... I could walk away from stand-up if I felt set in my life. And, I've already cut back a lot of my stand-up just because I want to spend time with my wife and kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So,
mm-hmm.
I called them last week. I was out somewhere. I called them, and I said, what are you guys doing? My wife said... We're celebrating Hanukkah, and I said, we're not Jewish. What did I miss? How could I have been gone that long?
You should never go away for 8 nights.
Yeah. I didn't know what, you know, but we had some friends over, and my wife was teaching the kids about Hanukkah a little bit with some Jewish friends and stuff like that. So, but it was just, you know, that those kinds of things. I went over the summer last year. I was gone a lot, and I came home, and my son was hanging out with the neighbor's dad, you know, and that was cool to him to, you know, do what the neighbor's dad was doing. I said, I gotta get out of some of these dates. I'm gone too much.
Yeah.
So, it's just stuff like that. But trying to, at the same time, trying to be there and say, hey, I have to get this work while I can, you know, I'm only in office, 6 more years? Something like that. And I can't live forever. But Brett Favre can.
When you're home with the kids, are they asking you to stop doing the imitations? Okay, Dad, we've heard Dr. Phil. Stop it.
No, you know what? I don't do much of that. I don't do much at home. I even did this in one of the episodes. The most I do is President Bush singing the Wiggles because he can't beat fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. On this episode tonight, I realized something, too, because I'd never done an Al Gore impression before, and I was pretty worried about it because I didn't think it was very good. I watched it back, and I was actually fairly happy with what I was able to do. But every time I started to get a little bit louder, the Al Gore turns into Dr. Phil. It's an amazing thing because Al Gore talks like this, a little bit boring and trying to get you involved, but if you get a little bit angry, you are an idiot. What is your problem?
So it's the same root voice.
Yeah, they can't. Well, Ted Koppel, John Madden, and Bill Walton all come from the same place, too, not to mention George W. Bush. How about a little bit of me? Terry Bradshaw and Chris Rock. You wouldn't think those all do, but they do, too.
Now, when you're working on a character, do you have one thing that you focus on? Like your Pacino impression, which is fantastic, by the way. Do you have to be chewing gum to do Pacino?
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but he looks like he's chewing. I do a thing in my act where he always looks like he's chewing gum. I love to go up to him on the set, like, why are you... What kind of gum are you chewing? Hubba Bubba. Really? No. I just like to say Hubba Bubba. Sounds good. Better than Bubblicious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But there's one thing, like when you do Barkley, you always got to work in Turrible.
Turrible, Crazer, and Knucklehead.
What
and
was...
For some reason, Kim Jong-il.
It's just funny.
I did Barkley with Barkley at TNT, and I might have talked to you about this before, but the funny thing was, I always go off on this Kim Jong-il thing. And that day, I do that. I'm making Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson laugh about it. And Charles comes in, 2 hours later after we've done the sketch, and he says to the guys, what is up with that Kim Jong-il guy? Out of the blue, had no idea I was doing this. And they're like, you're not going to believe it, but Charles came in talking about the same rant you were doing today.
I saw that episode, and you really do have it down. And the guys played with you on the set like you really were Charles. Have you met him in the Charles makeup?
Oh no, not haven't done the makeup yet, but maybe for we're working on that for some. There's a big game in February that we might try and get him if he'll do it. I don't know if he will, but.
But he likes it.
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, I think he had fun with it. I mean, I was on the set with him there, just going, "You do not sound like me at all. That is not even close." Frank Caladino, that is terrible. That is not good. It's like that Star Trek episode. What was that called? The Trouble with Turbles. Captain Kirk couldn't get rid of the turbos. They're terrible, terrible, terrible.
Oh, now we got to get some Madden in here, particularly because we just heard this afternoon, Kevin, my sports guy, just told me that Brett Favre has been named a starting quarterback for the NFC in the Pro Bowl. That's just got to be like a wet dream for Madden.
Yeah, not only starting quarterback, Brett Favre has been named starting position at every position. He is going to play the whole game against himself on both sides of the ball, and the universe is going to implode.
Now, you got to be rooting for the Packers to go all the way to the Super Bowl, right?
You know what? I don't know. I'm from Wisconsin, so I guess in that sense. But I'll tell you what, selfishly, I'm afraid if they win, Brett Favre retires, and then I got to write new jokes.
But maybe if he wins, he feels like, you know, like John Elway did, go come back for the repeat.
Yeah, and that's what I would tell him to do. Maybe I'll make a little call with this voice right here and say, "Hey, Brett, it's me. Guess what? You should play forever."
Can you imagine doing a football broadcast with Madden and Terry Bradshaw, or would that make your head explode?
I mean, that would be pretty good. I would not even stand in the same room with that guy. Come on, Madden wouldn't shake a hand. I mean, why is this guy Caliendo using true things that used to happen? I mean, that was an interview he did 2 years ago. I mean, what's that? I just swallowed a turkey.
You know, last time you were on was just before Thanksgiving when the show was about to go, and we talked about Madden and the turducken and all that sort of stuff, and here we are. I can't believe the 5 weeks have gone by this quickly, and I'm sorry that when you're in town, it's actually going to be on a Saturday, because I always love to have you come into the studio and we can play around on the air as well. But I'm real happy for all the success, and I'm sorry that the writer's strike cut the TV show short. I hope you find something in TV that you can do next beyond the football season and all the rest of that.
Yeah, well, I think this show's not done by any means. This show's going. This show has the. This is just the finale for right now. So we might even have more that come back later. In the first part of 08, I think is the next year that's coming up there.
Yes.
Here's a guy who forgot what day it was. But, yeah, and then, you know, we with the numbers we have and things that are going so well, I'm not worried about I've talked, you know, with the network and stuff like that, and they're very happy with everything. So,
well, you know, Seinfeld started with only 4 episodes his first year, and then he stayed on the air 11 years, and at the end of that, you know what happened to Kramer.
Yeah, I know. You can't do that. That's crazy. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. You can't say it now. See, that is terrible, terrible, terrible. Here's a guy who brings it all around, and boom, he wraps it up with a bow.
There we go. Frank Caliendo is going to be at the pageant on June 12th. He's doing 2 shows. We've checked.
January 12th.
What, did I say June?
Yeah. Here's a guy looking forward to summer.
You know what it is? Here's another guy. He doesn't know what day it is.
Been there, done that.
January 12th. Frank, we just checked. There's a chair and a half left for one of the shows, but there are plenty of seats left for the others. And I hope it goes well for you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Have a great holiday, the one that your family actually will celebrate.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Frank Caliendo here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.